Well, how excited are you for the opportunity on Saturday?
Yeah, we're still here. I mean, this is what you talked about all last week, was let's not make this the last week. You know, we want to be here getting ready for the next challenge. Yeah, the mentality doesn't change. Yeah, I mean, it's there's no tomorrow. It's win or go home, and it's what you want. I mean, that's why you're playing the game.
Alex, how has Chris Conley's game evolved, and how hard is it for a guy in this position to learn?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough as a young guy. You know, you only have limited reps this time of year, and in his position, you're not getting all those. You know, you mix in here and there, and a lot of that has to get done mentally, get done on the side. You know, kind of visualizing things and working through things, even talking them, walking them. And sometimes it can be hard as a young player, I think it's just understanding that, being prepared for all those scenarios, knowing all that stuff. You know, and I think, yeah, I mean, I obviously he's incredibly smart, and I just think, you know, understanding, you get good understanding how to prepare for these games and what the week of preparation looks like. You know, I think he's done a good job of that all year.
And that pass you threw him for the touchdown.
Yeah.
What's that say about your trust in him? That's, you're throwing to a spot there mostly, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, and actually, to be honest, it was a little different than we talked all week. I thought he made a great adjustment. And then, you know, heck of a catch, strong hand catch there in the end zone. You know, that ball moves at all. You know, they rule those incompletions now, and just was really strong with it, you know, securing it. So,
is there more pressure to have to score against the New England Patriots, or do you just want to continue playing your game and what you guys have been doing?
Yeah, I mean, you're always trying to score. I mean, every time you get the football, you're trying to go out there and score. You know, for us, we're getting ready to play their defense. We're not playing their offense. I don't think the mentality changes at all.
If J-Mac is limited or unavailable, how creative do you have to get on offense?
I don't know as far as creative. You know, next guy up, and we all got to step our game up. You know, it's not on any one person. We all got to find a way to get it done.
Alex, one of the more interesting things about your offense is the way Charcandrick and Spencer have been able to come right in and contribute to the team. Some of it's running back, but also I'm curious to know what you think are the different factors that help those guys come in and just ground running, contribute, help the offense take off.
Oh, I mean, I think ultimately it comes down to those two guys. I mean, I think not just physically their talents, but mentally being prepared. That's probably the biggest factor. You know, obviously, I think everybody was a big deal when Jamal went down, and rightfully so. You know, but Chuck Andrew not even blinking when he got his opportunity. You know, staying ready, and then jumping in and going. Yeah, and then obviously making the plays. I mean, ultimately coming down to that, making the plays in the game, and then building off that, getting the confidence that you know you can do it at this level.
I remember I was talking to you in August about how Andy takes advantage of what you do best.
Yeah.
As a quarterback, how does coach take advantage of what those guys do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that only is with me. I mean, I think it's with all of us. You know, I think they do a great job of seeing our strengths, you know, and trying to put us in those situations and put us in good situations. Absolutely.
And as a quarterback, do you hear a running back coach? Do you hear them? You hear him yelling at those guys sometimes?
Yeah, you can't help but not hear EB. It's just the way he coaches. It's hard. But yeah, you know, and all of us. And I think certainly a strength. We all do. I think all the coaches included and guys down here being on the same page. There's so much carryover. You know, obviously we do a lot of work with the backs, whether it be ball handling, routes, protection, all that stuff. You know, so we got to know what they're getting taught and vice versa. So, you know, certainly I think a strength is that kind of open communication, everybody being on the same page.
You had an outstanding game against them here last year. What do you take from that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been talked about a lot. I mean, yeah, both sides are looking at it, and it was a long time ago. A lot's happened in between then. Yeah, some of the guys are the same, some aren't. You know, I'm sure there's the chess match of adjustments off of it from both sides, and what are they going to do? That's always going to be there. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, you look at it, and it's there, but at the same time, like I said, there's been a ton of football since then. They've changed, we've changed. They've had 2 weeks. You know, do they have something? You know, do they have new stuff? I mean, all that's there, and that's always going to be there. So, you know, a little bit, you know, both sides, you're going to have to get ready for everything.
Alex, you played against New England a few times in your career, certainly last year. Do you feel like more than any other opponent, they do stuff on game day that maybe you haven't seen before, that they adapt, show you new stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think just even watching film, you can see that. They're so multiple. You know, they have a lot of different personnels. They play every front and coverage there is. You can tell how well coached they are, that they can do all that, that they're that multiple, that those guys can all handle it. Yeah, and you can see that it changes week to week. They certainly have game plans, what they're trying to take away, who they're taking away, strengths of your team, and that changes week to week. and depending on what front they're in, coverages they're playing, leverage, things like that. So they make you prepare for a lot, absolutely.
So last year, how were you guys able to overcome that? I mean, you guys executed that pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, you're going out and executing your plays. You know, you got to go out and make them work and be ready for it all, prepare for a lot. You know, they require you to do that.
How about the uncertainty surrounding Mac when you talked about Conley? How important does Travis now become in the game plan?
No, I don't think it's just Travis. Like I said, I think it's everybody. You know, we'll see as the week goes on, but certainly you have you know, if you lose a guy like J-Mac, we all have to step it up. Yep.
There have been so many guys that have started in multiple spots along the O-line. Just how unique is that, and how impressed have you been with that group up front?
Yeah, I think certainly that's been a strength of ours here this second half of the season, and is really a huge part of why we've been here. It's part of the game. Those guys, it's such a physical position that those guys getting hurt. But, you know, having as many guys, having the depth that we have and all those guys playing and being able to move around and play different positions, and they've all done it and played at a high level, I think says a lot. You know, moving Ja in there this last week and having him play the way we did, and our group as a unit against a really good front, you know, certainly was a huge reason why we ended up winning the game.
And Zach in particular, he started all three of those interior spots. Just what have you seen from him here in his second year as far as his growth and development?
I mean, I think exactly that. Those guys paying attention to the details, being ready, you know, for all that, being able to move around. It's part of the game here, you know, with a limited roster and you're only dressing, you know, seven guys. Those guys got to be ready to play multiple positions. Zach's, you know, obviously a great example of that, being able to move around. You know, Mitch goes down, he jumps in at center and does a great job for us.
Last one, Adam.
How much do you enjoy
it?
Oh, sorry.
Yep. Now, it's playing in the divisional rounds, kind of rare air around here, but it seems like you turn on the TV every January and Tom Brady's.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever wonder what that was like to be involved in so many playoff games? And
yeah, I mean,
to
be honest, I hadn't given a ton of thought. I think I did see that it was like his 30th postseason start, and obviously that's a big, big number. I think he leads every quarterback category there is in the postseason, including, you know, touchdowns and wins and things like that. And so, yeah, I mean, he's who everybody's chasing, right? I mean, and to be doing as long as he has is, you know, it's remarkable. I mean, it, you know, it's tough to put into words.